I am going to just give you two words. Goth Barbie. She has become a force. On the list of best-selling dolls in the world, only the classic Barbie line is doing better. The official name for this darker line of dolls is Monster High. These bone-thin beauties are all related to famous monsters. They come with books and webisodes that follow their stories in that place where a lot of people feel like an outcast, high school.
It was like I had death breath, a disembodied spirit, cursed to spend all high school as a loner.
Monster High is made by the world's biggest toy company, which also manufactures Barbie. But as NPR's Neda Ulaby reports, no one at Mattel expected Monster High to become such a sensation.
You know a toy is really big when everyone tries to get in on the game. Last spring at Toy Fair, New York's annual showcase of top toys, Monster High wannabes were everywhere. Gail Yanofsky was peddling Disney Princess knockoffs.
We have Cinderella, we have Snow White, we have The Little Mermaid, we have Belle, and we have Sleeping Beauty. And they are all zombies.
Armies of undead dolls doing their damnedest to copy Monster High's success. In the hopping Toy Fair compound run by Mattel, Barbie's pink display seemed almost dowdy and passé next to Monster High's glamorous dolls that look like the underfed love children of Tim Burton and Lady Gaga. Dana DeCellis works for Mattel. She showed off a pretty brunette doll with flowing hair and wolfish ears.
She's our werewolf, so she's going to howl for us. She tosses her head back, she arches her back, she closes her eyes, and she is literally howling at the moon.
The message about the brand is to really celebrate your own freaky flaws, especially as bullying has become such a hot topic.
Kathy Klein is in charge of marketing for Mattel's girls' brands. Its sales surged 56% this year, thanks to Monster High.
And it's also one of the fastest-growing brands within the entire toy industry.
Mattel had no idea Monster High would, in just 3 years, become a billion-dollar brand, says Kiyomi Haverly. She's vice president of design at Mattel.
Honestly, it was very surprising to us. We just noticed that girls were really into this kind of darker goth fashion.
And Twilight and zombies. But Monster High dolls are designed for girls aged 6 through 12. The dolls are not that dark.
This is where the cool kids rule. Monster, Monster High.
The characters are plugged into the same kind of things as cool 16-year-olds. Rockabilly, snowboarding, or environmental activism. Dracula's daughter in Monster High cannot stand the thought of blood.
Hey, Draculaura, who's the fresh blood?
She's vegan. She's turned off by meat. Girls could just relate to that because that's really part of what they're thinking about these days.
That 21st century relatability surprised Garrick Johnson. He's a toy analyst for BMO Capital, and he admits he did not take Monster High seriously when it debuted in 2010.
In fact, when I first saw the doll, I didn't think it would work. Why does Barbie work? Barbie works because she's aspirational. Girls want to be like Barbie.
Johnson figured the ghoul friends of Monster High would be more like Shrek.
Shrek has never worked in toy format because no boy wants to be a green ogre from the swamp. He wants to be Luke Skywalker.
But Monster High, for all its fangs and fishnets, feels far more relatable than Barbie to Rebecca Salms. She's the mother of a 9-year-old and a self-described ex-goth. But one thing really turns her off. Monster High dolls make Barbie look fat.
Their arms are so skinny that you need to take off the hands to get the sleeves on the arms. That's how scrawny they've made them.
Jennifer.
What?
Salms' daughter, Keiko, is playing with her Monster High dolls in her sunny, lavender-painted upstairs bedroom with her friend Jade. They have between them exactly 30 Monster High dolls.
Do any of you people know someone named Cleo?
Their play today revolves around getting back at a mean girl.
Well, if you do, we're sick of her. And if you don't, we're still sick of her.
Jade's making the werewolf doll talk to the daughter of Frankenstein.
She's mean to everyone, and... yeah, we hate her. So if you guys can come and help us, we're going to teach her a lesson.
The doll that may ultimately learn a lesson is the toy world's reigning queen. Recently, Barbie sales have been dropping. Neda Ulaby, NPR News.